Bannerbox Radio. It's everywhere you want to be. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 38 for this Tuesday, November the 17th. I'm your numero hombre, Tomas, and joining me is your co-hombre host. He's the other guy. It's Dan. It's Dan Knight.
I prefer Danuel.
Danuel Nito.
Yes. Jace.
Si. Is how it's said.
Jace.
Jace. So, we're back again this week to do what we do, which is weird news. And we're going to talk about that at length, at least for 30 minutes.
Who knows? Ah!
Get out.
Okay.
But...
this is a short episode now.
Yeah, real short. Folks, we're going to go ahead and get right into things. But first, I need to let you know what today is. Dan, do you know what today is? Do you keep up on these things?
I am not current with national holidays.
Now, what is the number one most collected item in the U.S.?
Panties.
Nope.
Stereo equipment.
Nope.
Used rubbers.
Nope. One more.
Yankee candles.
No. The correct answer is stamps.
Oh.
Which have nothing to do with what I'm going to say, because today is actually National Button Day.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. I led you on a thing.
You sure did. Yeah, you did.
And how does that have anything to do with what I'm talking about? This is National Button Day, which is the button... celebrates the founding of the Button Collecting Society.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, they're not the most collector. You know, people aren't big button collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe I'm uneducated on the merits of button collecting.
In this society, are you saying in general people don't usually collect buttons?
I mean, I know that's a thing, clearly, because there's a whole society, and they made a national day, so it's a big deal.
I mean, well, people can collect anything, really.
Yeah. I collect rancid feckles.
That's true. I've seen your closet. It's just like a whole bunch of bell jars just full of them. I don't know. You
one
stocking
for
up?
Everything and two of certain things.
Of just everything you've eaten?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. So you're just some sort of weird, I don't even know. You're like, I was going to say scientist, but there's really no science involved.
Oh, I'm
in
a
that.
Scientist, all right. These are my experiments, all right?
I add fish food to them. Every day to keep them healthy.
Keep them healthy and keep them have a nice shiny coat. So if you collect buttons, today's your day to shine because that's a weird thing. No, that's a totally fine thing that you collect, and today is all for you, button collectors. It's all about you.
I collected bottle caps.
Wow.
Or like beer bottle caps that my dad would drink. I don't even know if it exists anymore. It was a brand called Red Dog, and on the underside of the cap would be like some sort of weird saying, and they were all different. So I would start I was collecting those at like, I don't know, like 11 or 12, and I had a big like thing of them. And
how many?
I don't even.
Wow.
know.
Wow, you're not a serious
like
collector.
You haven't even categorized them yet. But you know, when the apocalypse shows up, and those bottle caps will be worth money, as Fallout has informed us.
Yeah, there was that guy that bought the game with bottle caps.
Yeah, that's right.
And he sent a whole box of them into Bethesda, and they gave him the game.
Everybody laughed at him, but it happened.
Yeah,
he did it.
This is real life. You can do stupid things, and sometimes they pay off. So there you go. That's the lesson to learn from that. Dan, speaking of stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and start off this week with some articles?
Okay.
And you start us out, as is customary.
Well, a deputy officer from Pinellas County, Florida.
Yeah, okay, that's a great start.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
He was to become commended, sorry, by MAD, or Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
That's so there's it's MAD.
MAD.
Yeah, okay.
Or MAD. He was going to get commended for making over 100 drunk driving arrests, which is no easy feat.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Unfortunately, he was unable to accept that award because, as the police chief said, Officer Zelliga was, quote, wasted. Another witness described the officer as staggeringly drunk. An internal affairs investigation found that Officer Michael Zelliga had a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey in his cruiser before driving to the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, where he was slated to attend 2 days of DUI law enforcement training with two fellow officers.
At least he's got good taste.
The Jameson?
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it goes down smooth, and it's great Irish whiskey.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's just a solid staple. Everyone should have Jameson.
I like the cream-based Irish whiskeys.
You mean the Irish cream?
The Baileys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whiskey, though.
It's Irish. Whiskey and cream, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They go great together.
There you go.
Anyway, an investigation also pointed out that he had been busy during that period as well. On his first break of the DUI training he was having, he and the other officers left to go drink whiskey and Cokes and go for a bit of swimming by the pool at the hotel.
Take a nice dip.
Officer Zelliga was playing the beloved game cornhole.
Oh, I bet he was.
He was playing that cornhole real hard and real fast.
Real loose and fast, as he's known to do.
That's the most professional cornhole players play loose and fast. And that's how they win. It's a proven tactic. Anyway, the verdict for the officer Zelliga was literally 1 day paid suspension.
Mm.
So it's like, hey.
Really got hit hard with that.
Yeah. They took it real serious.
Yeah.
He's now working in the Sheriff's Crimes Against Children Division. So he got booted out of his own division and thrown into the Crimes Against Children.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
So
he can take his bad habits and be around children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's good.
What I'm wondering is if years of dealing with drunk people has sped him down the road of drunkenness himself. You know, he's like, oh, maybe this isn't such a bad thing.
There's some sort of commentary there.
Mm-hmm. It has to be said. So hopefully he doesn't take that with him. Like you said, in the crimes against children department.
Yeah, and then
beating up toddlers
own.
Or something. Yeah, yeah. That's no good. You don't want that.
No, you don't.
He's going to get 2 days suspension for that.
Yeah.
Paid.
That'd be too much.
But yeah, so that's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. It's very, I think it's ironic.
Don't you think?
Don't you?
There was Alanis Morissette did a retelling of her ironic song.
Yeah.
For the hipster generation is us.
Is that us?
I don't know.
I think
we're considered millennials, aren't we?
I think just maybe.
Barely. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I can't keep up. I don't think we're Generation Xers.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Definitely not.
That's like people in their 40s now.
We're showing our age.
I got my first gray in my beard a week or two ago.
Wow, it's a great
slippery slope.
Slivery slope?
Mm-hmm.
A silvery slope.
I see what you did there.
Bim, bam, boom.
And that's what it's going to be.
Yep. Okay, so in very, very, very eerily similar to that story.
Silvery slopes?
No. What your story was about drinking and drunk driving and that kind of stuff. Basically the same thing. An English municipality is playing the ear-piercing sound of bagpipe music in a bus station at night to drive away homeless people from sleeping there.
That is so similar.
That was a good segue, is what that was.
Your segues are always on point.
More than a dozen homeless men and women used to congregate by the station's restrooms in Bournemouth, Dorset.
Oh,
that's fancy English speak for someplace. They would reportedly bed down there all night and intimidate passersby and hurl drunken abuse at women.
What?
Yeah, What jerks?
What is hurl drunken abuse? Like verbal?
Yeah.
Or throwing like bottles?
No. It's verbal abuse.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You know, they're yelling obscenities and rude things at them.
Being real ragamuffins.
Yeah. Real sticky Tuesdays.
I hate that.
Sticky every days. but they've since moved elsewhere after the shrill sound started being pumped out over the speakers between midnight and 6:30 a.m. That's a lot of bagpipe. That's 6.5 hours of bagpipe.
No one can handle that much bagpipe.
No one, Dan. This isn't just hurting the homeless.
It's hurting everyone. It's hurting the ozone.
It is. Really, just full of... Yep. So it says, it seems to be doing the job, one station worker told the Daily Echo. They just can't stand it. You try getting any sleep with that going on. It's true. Bagpipes can be real shrill. Although, I kind of like the sound of a bagpipe. I'm going to be honest. I like the sound of a bagpipe. I don't think I could sleep to it.
Yeah, probably
In my list of, like, sleepy tunes, that's not up there.
No.
That's not anywhere in the list of top 100 sleepy tunes.
And I think even if you like bagpipes, 6 hours of it is going to very much change
destroy
your idea
soul.
Of it. Yeah.
It will destroy you inside.
You're like, oh, this is what plays in hell.
It's not known where the sleepers have gone, and the scheme has drawn criticism from some locals. Here's a quote. What a daft idea. You know, that's more English speak for wacky or crazy.
Yeah. They're nutters.
Yeah, nailed it.
Did it.
All that will do is send them elsewhere. These people need practical help, one said. The initiative was introduced by Dorset Police and Bournemouth?
Sure.
Borough Council, which said it was working hard to address issues.
Issues.
I apologize.
you got proper there.
Of street antisocial behavior. So, I've heard of some wacky ways to get rid of, you know, coax homeless folks along their way.
Those folks.
Yep, coax them. But bagpipes, that's solid. I mean, that's effective.
Yeah.
That's real effective.
And it's not too invasive.
No.
It's just, you know.
It's tunes. You know, you're just putting on some tunes. But after 6 hours, it's kind of grating. So you can only do so much.
Yeah. It's like somebody's tearing at your eardrums by the end of it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's peeling them slowly like a banana.
Mm.
But with a bagpipe.
So that's all I got.
Good. Well, I appreciate it. And
you're welcome. If there's anything I'm here to do, it's to please.
Yeah, that's what you aim to do. Mm-hmm. It's the reason for the season.
Which is coming up.
Pleasing.
All sorts of seasons are coming up.
That's true.
We got Thanksgiving around the corner, fudge is made. And
everybody knows, Thanksgiving is primary fudge season.
And Christmas is a month and 2 weeks or so. So, folks, you know...
Prep.
Get ready. Prepare yourself.
Well, you know what? As we approach the holiday season, we have to exercise caution.
Uh-oh. Why is that, Dan?
Well, you know, many are hobbling out to cold sidewalks to wait for eye-poppingly good deals before the turkey has even reached room temperatures. And our consumerism in America has become a bit of a problem.
Okay. I'm with you.
I mean, we've been there before. We've all heard about the, you know, that we're so consumer-based as a country.
I'm sorry, who's that?
America.
Who?
You,
I haven't heard of this one.
Shopping can be a dangerous affair, apparently.
Is that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger about that toy. I can't remember the name.
Total Recall.
That's the one.
Yeah, he gets his memory erased by a toy.
Yep, and then Santa gives it back to him for Christmas.
And then he uses it to terraform Mars.
Yeah. And then something about some lava and a
thumbs
Skynet.
Up. Yeah. is it safe to assume that many women enjoy shopping?
I think that's a generality, but but sure.
I'm saying many. I'm not saying all.
Yeah.
I think it is commonly joked about that women they favor shopping.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Well... One woman's quest for deals has turned one man off to the whole concept. And this actually happened. I know we were talking about America and our consumer based economy, but this actually all happened in China.
Oh, so that's basically the same thing. It's,
I mean, they're the same place.
You ever used Alibaba?
Isn't that a
That's China's restaurant? No, that's China's Amazon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and Alibaba. It actually, yeah, so they have this thing, which you're probably going to go over since you mentioned China and shopping, and we just passed by Singles Day.
Actually, Singles Day is part of it, yeah.
Yes, that's their big shopping
it's
holiday.
It's their Cyber Monday.
And they sold, last year's Singles Day, they sold more on their website, which is just China's Amazon, basically, like billions of dollars just on day one. When the entirety of the Black Friday and holiday purchasing season for America was like 1/10 of what they sold on day one.
Wowzers.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. They're shopping over there.
Apparently.
At least on Alibaba.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, thank you for that. It's weird because Alibaba is, it's such an Arabian.
Mm.
They're pulling from the Arabian Nights mythos. Right?
Or something, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, anyway. While the Chinese husband and wife were making fun happy bed surprise, the woman rolled over to grab her phone to start shopping online.
As you do.
We all do that when we're having our sexual encounters.
Yep, sometimes you just have to shop. You just think, oh no, I didn't get the Christmas present for Uncle Jim. And
you're deal on Beanie Babies.
You're doing nasty, and you got to get something.
Mm-hmm. Half-off deals always get me in the mood.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So, this young lady's phone was set to alarm at midnight to signal the start of Singles Day.
Mm-hmm.
But as she turned to retrieve her phone, her husband gave a loud yelp and claimed his penis hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch, kabibble. They didn't notice anything out of the ordinary at the time. His little guy still looked normal. But that next morning, it was swollen and purple.
That's how it is normally, right? So nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. It's how it is.
We might need to have a talk. Because, no, that is not accurate. And you might need to go see a doctor right now. Anyway, upon arrival to the doctor, they found that his wife's sudden movement had caused a rupture in his corporea cavernosa, or more commonly known as erectile tissue. He is expected to make a full recovery because he had received medical treatment on time.
Oh, that's good. You don't want to break your dung tube. That's the scientific term.
Don't break your dung tube on Singles Day.
Never.
Don't do it.
That's the one day you should not do it.
Any
other day? Fine. Perfectly fine.
It would have been, you would have woke up, it would have been fine.
His shopping was probably really inhibited by that.
I know, because, he has one of those smartphones where you tap it with your member.
Yeah.
And not your thumbs. You don't use your thumbs.
Again, I don't get, that's exactly what you do. Yeah, that's
with
correct.
Your swollen purple.
In the morning, first thing.
That's how I receive texts.
And send them.
So you have like some sort of belt clip that just stays there at all times and just swinging your hips like, oh, I got to send a text out. But yeah, so the big question that I had is, what if he had not gotten there in time, quote unquote, like they had said? Like, oh, good thing you got here. Like, what?
Then it would have erupted.
Well, there was already a rupture. So, okay. So
No, erupted. It would have swollen to the point of popping.
Like a big blister.
Like a balloon, yeah.
Like a bloody balloon. Flesh balloon.
Mm. Delicious. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what would happen.
It makes me cringe.
Presumably, it would probably have to get removed, right? Just permanent damage, wasn't repaired in time, caused just too much internal bleeding, and just
you're
lop
done.
It off.
Sorry, buddy. Those deals were just too good to pass up. that's what I had. Anyway.
So that's gross.
Yeah.
It is. That's real gross. And that was terrible.
Safe sex talk right now, guys. Keeping it real. Keep your deals outside of the bedroom.
Yeah, separation of deals and diddling.
And diddling. And yeah.
Yeah, something starting with D. Yeah. Okay, so here's an article that's going to come as no surprise. Dan, do you know?
Nice.
Of course you know. Who doesn't know? Hot Pockets. They save lives.
Wow, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Hot Pockets save lives, Dan.
Is that on the box?
Yeah, it's right on the box. It's right below the microwave instructions that are terrible. It's right below that. Mm-hmm. And then it says, product may say will save life, not may.
Will.
It's guaranteed.
Every box is guaranteed to save lives.
Yeah, or end. Whichever one.
Or end a life.
Yeah.
Wow. So this
it's
is like
a mixed bag.
A coin toss.
Yeah, really. You risk it when you buy a box of Hot Pockets.
Maybe Hot Pockets. It could be snakes inside the box. Who knows?
It's always snakes. An Ohio man says a spur-of-the-moment decision to pick up Hot Pockets saved his life.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jason Bartley, 38, was running errands and was just about to head home to his Akron apartment at 2:45 p.m. on Tuesday.
Is this Akron, Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's correct. Akron, Ohio. I don't know of any other Akrons, but...
I don't either.
I think Akron, Ohio, yes. Bartley opted to make one last stop at the Dollar General to pick up a couple of Hot Pockets. Dollar Generals are the filth. They are lies and deception.
Because they're not Dollar Trees.
Exactly. Dollar General just means it will be a price. That's all they can confirm.
Which is every store.
Yeah, exactly. There's no difference between a Dollar General and any other store, except the stuff there is terrible quality. It's just awful quality.
Yeah.
But it's like cheaper.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing. I mean, Dollar... Okay, anyway. Dollar... Okay. I have strong feelings about Dollar Generals and their lying disgustingness. You can't put the word dollar in it unless it's some sort of dollar store. Dollar Tree, Dollar Dangle, Dollar...
There's got to be other dollar stores.
There has to be, yeah. There are.
I don't know any others besides
Dollar
Tree.
Dollar Mart. Dollar...
A little dollar do ya.
Yes! That's good. So he stopped by the Dollar General to pick up some Hot Pockets, like you do.
At the General.
Yep. When he got home, his apartment building was in flames.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a charter plane en route from Florida to Minnesota had crashed into Bartley's building at 2:53 p.m.
Wowzers.
Yeah. That's,
So...
Yeah, plane just smashed right into it.
So this is a big. This is a plane full of people.
Yeah, I mean it's a charter plane, so it's smaller. It's a
it's a smaller plane. It probably has like five people in it or less. You know.
Yes, I believe
you're probably going to get to that later.
Yeah, it says. So it completely destroyed the structure and damaging a nearby house. This plane is a quote. This plane just dropped out of the sky, veered and crashed into the apartment building. Neighbor Robata. No.
She's Mrs. Robata?
She's Domo Arigata. No, neighbor Roberta Porter told USA Today, very different than Robata, which is her robot counterpart. Mm. all seven passengers and two crew members along the board of the plane were killed. So it was seven passengers and two pilots.
Oh, wow.
So nine people were killed. Bartley's apartment building, which contained four units, was completely empty at the time of the crash. How freaking lucky, am I right? Jesus.
Yeah.
If Bartley hadn't made his Hot Pocket detour, he said, there would have been one more fatality. He was en route to home. He would have been there at the time the plane would have hit, had he not stopped to get Hot Pockets.
Wow. So this is a PSA right here.
Yeah.
Is that if you're out and about, always drive to another store to get Hot Pockets.
Make sure you
case.
Get Hot Pockets, because if you come home empty-handed without Hot Pockets, you're going to die. That's what this is telling me.
Something is going to kill you.
Yeah, this is telling me that if I don't stop and get Hot Pockets, I will die, Dan.
We might need to go right now to get some Hot Pockets.
We have to stop recording and get Hot Pockets. My God, we could die. A plane could hit us at any moment.
I think I hear a plane.
Ah! He says, sometimes you get nauseous thinking about it, he told Beacon Journal. It's still even hard to comprehend. Yeah, it is. That would have messed me up for a while, I think.
Maybe like, this is like a Donnie Darko thing.
I am unfamiliar with that reference because I have somehow managed to never see that movie.
What?
Yeah, I know. I don't want to hear it. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Yeah, okay. There, I mean, no. I mean, that's not even the worst of it. Forrest Gump is probably the worst
of it. Yeah, that's
right.
Have you finally saw it, though,
no,
right?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. Did you finally see Top Gun?
No.
Movies are a thing.
They are, and I don't know
them. You ever seen movies before?
I think I've heard of this one movie. It's called The Karate Kid. I've never seen it, though.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Are you telling me you've never seen The Karate Kid?
No. I've seen, like, a clip of it.
Oh, my God. I want to puke. You know what? I kind of hope I don't get Hot Pockets now, because I'd rather a plane hit me right now.
Oh, my God.
That's how strongly I feel about it. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be joking about a travesty. I'm sorry these 9 people died.
That is unfortunate.
I do feel genuinely bad, you know. But all jokes aside, Hot Pockets save lives, and that is confirmed with this article.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I mean, that's as simply put as it can be. So there you go. Get Hot Pockets, live longer,
save lives.
No one has ever said those words together. Okay, so give me your last one.
In the town of Mountain View, California, hometown of mega company Google.
Oh, who? I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, I think they run a mom and pop store.
Yeah, that's right. They're the ones trying to take down Yahoo, which is what I use. You know, I'm a big Yahoo user.
I'm still on Jeeves.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Jeeves. He's my homepage.
Uh-huh.
He's my homeboy.
I switch between Yahoo and Bing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just mix it up a little.
Google's really the worst out there.
Yeah, so. I mean, who even uses it?
Not me.
Police pull over a car driving 24 miles per hour in a 35 zone. Mm-hmm. As the officer approached the car, he realized there was no driver inside of it.
Oh, it's one of those.
In the police department, statement goes as follows. The officer stopped the car and made contact with the operators to learn more about how the car was choosing speeds along certain roadways and to educate the operators about impeding traffic per 22400A of the California Vehicle Code.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. With that. I'm able to reference that immediately, so now I know.
I can tap that into
into Bing. Let me just search that on Yahoo.
Jeeves, do you know anything about this traffic code? The Google self-driving cars operate under the neighborhood electric vehicle definition per 385.5 of California Vehicle Code and can be operated on roadways with speed limits at or under 35 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you let me know that.
Yeah, it's important.
I'll retain it.
For the next 3.5 seconds. In this case,
that's precise in itself. Good Lord.
In this case, it is lawful for the car to be traveling on the street as El Camino Real is rated, I guess that's the street, is rated at 35 miles per hour. The car was not violating any laws and therefore was only issued a warning by the officer.
What was it warned of?
You better drive faster.
Oh.
Basically, it was driving 24 in a 35,
yeah, 35,
and there were cars that were kind of behind it.
So the car was issued
a warning. You better drive. You better fly right.
Bub.
Get in line. Or something. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
I'm paraphrasing what he said. He probably just punched the car a few times and got real mad because he couldn't, you know.
Couldn't do anything.
He couldn't intimidate a car.
No.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I've tried. It doesn't work.
It smugly just sits there.
Last week, I got matched up on that Rumbler app with a car.
Oh, no.
It didn't work.
And it ran you over.
It did. It ran a train on me.
I was going to ask you about that leg cast that you're wearing right now.
Yeah. Well, that's lesson number one. Don't try to intimidate a car, Dan. Never do it.
Never works out.
Never.
And it was driverless, that car?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a Christine situation?
Yeah, exactly. Who drives cars these days?
I don't. I figure my car drives itself, and then I just get to the destination that I plan on. I mean, sometimes I don't even have a destination, and I end up across the street.
Yeah.
And that's exactly not so, and then I just walk the rest of the way to my destination. Because my car is in a wall. Anyway, so Google, their self-driving cars are connected to humans who can control them in cases such as these. Google defended themselves by about keeping their speeds lower by saying, "We've capped our speed of our prototype vehicles at 25 miles per hour for safety reasons. We want them to feel friendly and approachable rather than zooming scarily through neighborhood streets."
I want him to clock him right up at 90. Just blazing.
Like a driverless car.
Yeah,
like, what?
At 90.
After 1.2 million miles of autonomous driving, human equivalent of 90 years of driving experience,
wow.
We're proud to say we've never been ticketed.
Except for now.
Well, he got a warning, they didn't get ticketed.
That's right.
Some stats about the self-driving cars. In the past 6 years since the launch of the program, there have been 11 accidents with these cars, but no injuries. And it should also be noted that in every incident reported, the other driver was the cause of the accident, the actual person. Another interesting study from the University of Michigan reported that these self-driving cars have a higher crash rate per million miles traveled than cars with drivers. So compiling those two facts together, human drivers are simply drawn to crashing their cars into other vehicles without drivers inside.
Mm.
It's just like moths
science.
To a flame. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just math is what that is.
So basically, you know, if we get to a point where, you know, I feel like if we have, if we get to a point where we have driverless cars, you could literally be like, I'm assuming like you could pull up your smartphone and program your car and be like, yeah, drive to the store.
Yeah.
I order a bunch of groceries and the car will drive there. And then like the people at the store will just fill your car up with the groceries you ordered. And
that would
drive
be incredible.
Back.
So that, we can that's the future.
We can get fatter and lazier and then have more health issues than we already have, and it's going to be amazing.
Dan, that's a world I want to live in.
I want my food delivered. And then we can get one of those, like, a drone to fly it into my mouth.
Yeah.
Like a tiny drone. I can eat it, too.
Well, what you do is you have a regular drone to go get your tiny drone.
Oh, my gosh.
And it picks that up, brings it to you, and then it's like one of those little tiny helicopters mm-hmm. that with a little hook on it, and it hooks your food, and then it drops it into your mouth. Or, like, little clamps.
And if somehow we could... Well, if we had it drop into another drone... that could chop the food up so that I don't even have to chew it when it falls into my mouth.
Yep.
Then
and then a third drone, completely operated on its own, that flies over and opens your mouth for you. So you don't have to put any effort. You just stand there, and then it brings the food to you, chops it up, mm-hmm. it makes a mush of it, opens your mouth, and just pours it down your gullet.
You know, actually, I think that this whole process has already been invented. It's called a feeding tube.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All we have to do is just fall into a coma.
Wow.
So
that got dark real fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's round off this week with one last article, Dan.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Spaghetti.
Here's a real ironic story. We already had one. Let's have a second.
Okay.
About an official, actually. Another official.
An official ironic story?
Sure, if that's what you want it to be.
Okay.
An elected official.
Oh.
Who announced funding cuts for public bathrooms might be rethinking the issue after he was ticketed for urinating in the street.
Tinkle tickets.
Jackie Burns, the deputy leader of South Lancashire... Lanarkshire? That's weird. He's crazy.
Lancashire?
Yeah, no, Lanarkshire.
Ooh.
Council in Scotland was fined... £40, or about $60, for the embarrassing lack of judgment after police spotted him in publicly marking his territory on Saturday.
Mm.
Burns said he was at a taxi stand in the town of Hamilton when nature called. Quote, I went down a lane to relieve myself and was approached by police who gave me a £40 fine, which I have duly paid, he told the Telegraph. I am embarrassed by the incident and have apologized. Okay, good.
That's good.
That's a good start, yeah.
Earlier
this year, Burns announced the need to close public toilets throughout the area, a move many residents vehemently opposed. He blamed the closures on Scottish spending cuts, noting the Lanarkshire Council had to cut 22 million euros, or $33.5 million. From its over-facility maintenance.
Ooh.
But the bathrooms were eventually closed. So it ended up happening. And people fought it. And they're like, ah, we don't want you to close our public bathrooms. And then it doesn't matter. Because the hammer of government came down on them. And closed the Tinkle Taverns.
That's what the Scots like to call it.
Yep. That's at least that's what I've heard them called.
Mm-hmm.
By no one.
Yep, you just made it up.
The irony of the public official's decision to cut funding paired with his recent conduct is not lost on those who rallied to keep the bathrooms open.
Okay.
Quote, I'm sure the community council will have a lot to say on the irony of this as Jackie has been fighting with them over the toilets, as he says we don't need them. Obviously, there's not enough.
Was he drunk? He wasn't drunk or anything.
No. So he's one of the people that lobbied to get the public bathrooms closed and got rid of because he said there were too many of them and that they cost too much money.
So he literally is now, you know, falling under his own.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's an expression there. I just don't know what it is. But
yeah. So he lobbied to close these public bathrooms. And then was caught publicly urinating because there were no convenient bathrooms around.
What a pickle.
What a pickle he's in. He's looking like a real jabroni over here. A real something. So-and-so is what he's looking like.
A real...
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's going to wrap it up for this week. That is the last one that we've got.
Ooh.
You know, So, folks, I hope you've enjoyed it this fine Tuesday morning or so, or whenever you're listening to this.
It's fine.
Whenever.
Thratterday afternoon.
That's correct. And, folks, I want to extend a big old thank you to everybody who continues to listen to our show. Our numbers are climbing. People seem to really enjoy what we do, at least to some degree. And there's some people that probably think that we're butts or something, who knows, but either way, we appreciate the folks that stick around and check out each show or listen whenever you can. That's all that we ask.
Yeah.
And folks, that's all for this week.
And remember, before the invention of erasers, people used bread to erase their pencil marks.
Thanks for joining us. I am checking the mic volume, because this is how I'm going to talk during the show, this volume. How about you, Dan?
Shut up.